Now, as I said, Shantideva's method is more devotional. Vajrabandhu's method is more, as it were, philosophical. Here, in Vajrabandhu's method, the arising of the bodhicitta depends upon four factors. And let's briefly see what they are. First, it arises in dependence, Vajrabandhu says, on the recollection of the Buddhas. One thinks of the Buddhas of the past. One thinks of Shakyamuni, Gautama the Buddha, and of his great predecessors in remote eons of human, I was going to say history, but it's really prehistory, what scholars would refer to as legendary times, Dipankara, Kondanya, and so on. And one thinks, one reflects, in the words of the sutras, as they were, so are we. As they became, so may we become. In other words, they started off as human beings, so do we. They started off with weaknesses and imperfections, so do we. They started off with all sorts of limitations, so do we. But then look what happens to them. Look what they achieved. They overcame their weaknesses. They transcended their limitations. They became Buddhas. So they were human, we are human. What they achieve, we too may achieve, if only we make the effort. So this sort of reflection is called the recollection of the Buddhas, deriving inspiration from their example. And this is one of the factors, independence upon which the bodhicitta arises.